Brian, we've been following these budget reduction discussions for a while. Can you tell me where you're at in the process right now?
What we've done is we've posted on our website a way to provide the public an opportunity to provide feedback on the proposals before a final decision is made. So they have from July 11th through August 1st in order to look at the information and provide us feedback on the proposals. Now, there are three tables to look at in those, and we're really interested in table A, which is things we're going to implement at the time that this process is finished after August 1st. What we're really looking for is new information. All of these ideas have been displayed before the public prior to this, but we're looking for new information and specific to each proposal. We know there's people that don't like some of these things. We don't like some of these choices that we have to make, but it's a way for them to have one more look at what we're proposing to do to meet the budget that we have to work with so that we didn't miss anything.
Well, I know that you had plans of asking people for comment online, but that stage is finished. Is this newest round of comments something you decided to add later?
This was added as another final opportunity, just, again, to make sure we didn't miss any information or perhaps someone hadn't responded. They're seeing now which of the ideas we intend to implement. So we wanted to give the public one more chance.
So what kind of feedback have you received? Is it about what you expected to hear from the public?
Sure. Well, we heard some very specific messages from the public. 69% of the responses we got supported fee increases, and that lined up with the fact that the public really doesn't want to lose any services that LBL or any offerings that we have. So they were willing to support, you know, reasonable fee increases. They also, we had about half of the folks that supported road closures. Now, we're not talking about access to cemeteries. I want to be very clear on that. But if there was a low-use road and we could demonstrate that to the public, you know, there was some support for that. So we really listened to what the public said, and we built our choices around their preferences. So they came up with the ideas, and then we knew what they had told us they didn't want to lose, what was important to them. And so we had a small team that developed recommendations for Bill Lisowski to make those choices, and that's how that was all developed.
So once you've gotten through this last stage, what's the timeline for implementing the changes?
Well, there of the approximately 100 ideas that we want to move forward with, 54 of them are in Table 1, and we plan to make a decision on those shortly after the feedback ends on August 1st. 11 of the ideas are already underway. They're already something that we're already implementing because they were good ideas, and we thought, why wait? And they weren't controversial, and so we went ahead on those. There's a few that are deferred plans if something, we don't know what future budgets look like, so we have to have some deferred backup plans. For example, we have a fee tube we put in our rifle range that's voluntary. If that doesn't work, we may have to make sure that we may have to institute a fee for use there. That would be one example. And then 24 of the ideas, we want to study a little bit further, and so it's going to take us a little bit longer. But the 54 in Table A are the ones to be looking at in the feedback process.
Well, I guess the big question is all of this work going to pay off? Do you think the park will be sustainable for the near future?
We do believe that. You know, we've talked with a lot of folks, congressional folks, that we have a good feel for where the budget for the Forest Services is going for the next few years, and we feel that we are aligning ourselves or preparing ourselves for, you know, what the future budget looks like. So we think we're going to come through this just fine.
Brian Beisel is the customer service manager for Land Between the Lakes. He's helping guide the feedback process for the budget cut discussions. Brian, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome.